Nolte, fake news trifecta as WAPO, NY Times, and NBC retract Giuliani smear. By John Nolte on May 2, 2021. The trifecta of fake news retractions unrolled this week after the far-left Washington Post, the far-left New York Times, and the far-left NBC News were all forced to issue retractions for smearing former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. All three fake news outlets reported Giuliani had received a defensive briefing from the FBI warning him he was the target of a Russian influence campaign. The faker-than-fake Washington Post also claimed Owen received the same briefing, so the faker-than-fake Post was forced to retract that, as well. The Post's original lies, I don't link fake news. The FBI warned Rudolph W. Giuliani in late 2019 that he was the target of a Russian influence operation aimed at circulating falsehoods intended to damage President Biden politically ahead of last year's election, according to people familiar with the matter. The warning was part of an extensive effort by the Bureau to alert members of Congress and at least one conservative media outlet, One America News, that they faced a risk of being used to further Russia's attempt to influence the election's outcome, said several current and former U.S. officials. All spoke on the condition of anonymity because the matter remains highly sensitive. Dot in the Post's LOL retraction. Correction, an earlier version of this story, published Thursday, incorrectly reported that One America News was warned by the FBI that it was the target of the Russian influence operation. That version also said the FBI had provided a similar warning to Rudolph W. Giuliani, which he has since disputed. This version has been corrected to remove assertions that Owen and Giuliani received the warnings. The New York Times original lies, I don't link fake news. The FBI stepped up its warnings about Russian disinformation before the 2020 election, including giving a defensive briefing to Giuliani, cautioning him that some of the information he was pushing on the Biden family was tainted by Russian intelligence's efforts to spread disinformation, according to a person briefed on the matter. The FBI's defensive briefings are given by its counterintelligence officials and are separate from the criminal inquiry of Giuliani's activities. And the New York Times LOL retraction. Correction, May 1, 2021. An earlier version of this article misstated whether Rudolph W. Giuliani received a formal warning from the FBI about Russian disinformation. Mr. Giuliani did not receive such a so-called defensive briefing. NBC News original lies, I don't link fake news. Headline, Giuliani received 2019 briefing from FBI warning he was target of Russian spies, says source. Washington, Rudy Giuliani was given a so-called defensive briefing by the FBI in 2019 in which agents warned him he was being targeted by a Russian intelligence influence operation as he sought to gather opposition research on the Biden family, according to a source familiar with the matter. And the NBC News LOL retraction. Correction, May 1, 2021, 5:20 p.m. ET. An earlier version of this article included an incorrect report that Rudolph Giuliani had received a defensive briefing from the FBI in 2019 warning him that he was being targeted by a Russian influence operation. The report was based on a source familiar with the matter, but a second source now says the briefing was only prepared for Giuliani and not delivered to him, in part over concerns it might complicate the criminal investigation of Giuliani. As a result, the premise and headline of the article below have been changed to reflect the corrected information. You'll note that the NBC retraction informs us the original story was published based on a source, so one source, one goddamn source. Oh, and naturally, Knlal spread the lie even further. I couldn't find anything that shows Knlal corrected the record, but if they did, I'll be the guy knocked over by a feather. Isn't it amazing how all these so-called mistakes always fall one way? Anyway, what kind of idiot still gets their news from the New York Times, Washington Post, NBC, and Knlal? What kind of idiot believes anything these serial liars report? Not due to any cause or agenda, but just because all they report are lies. I now ignore the corporate media, pay them no attention whatsoever. For decades I obsessively monitored what the media were up to, but now that it's all lies and now that the media have no real impact on public opinion, why bother? It's long past time for all of us to tune the media out and focus on getting our message out, our news reported.